On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the latest season of The Bachelor, Corinne Olympios. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. It's a great name. Olympios. Strong Greek name. I love it.
Yes.
Are you fluent in Greek? Do you speak it at all?
No, I don't. Never learned.
Oh, so that's the mama and dad need to step that up, right? Back
yeah.
in the day. Very important. That's okay. That's okay. Well, Corinne, I mean, you were the breakout character this season. Did you go into this show with like any sort of intentions as far as, okay, I want to sort of play it a certain way? Was there a strategy involved, or were you just going to be yourself?
I was really just myself. I didn't, you know, pretend to be anything I wasn't. I think that, you know, sometimes girls, you know, get really nervous and try to be so perfect. And I just let myself
You were
be
just
myself.
Corinne Olympios. Were you
exactly.
happy with the way you were portrayed? Because there's editing and stuff involved.
Yes, but, you know, for the most part, I was myself. I mean, there was a lot that wasn't shown. I mean, Nick and I had a lot of really good emotional and intimate conversations that weren't shown. I think the more sexy side of me was shown more, but we did have, you know, really good conversation that I wish people saw more of. But
it, well, because that's the thing, people don't get to see everything. They get to
exactly.
just sort of see what the producers decide they want them to see. So with that said, some people sort of perceived you as a villain, right? What are your
yeah.
thoughts on that? Does it make you laugh? Does it bother you?
I think it's silly, because villains to me, you know, are vicious to other people and are rude, you know, to other people personally. And I never did anything to anyone. You know, I was kind of just being myself, and everyone was all upset about it. So mm-hmm. I think villain was kind of the wrong word.
Right.
To call me.
If there was one thing you could go back and maybe do over, what would it be?
Well, the whipped cream thing probably would be the thing I would do over. You know, it was supposed to be just something silly and funny. It was his birthday. I wanted to do something cute and like a little sexy for him, but it just turned out to be like, people took it totally the wrong way.
Right. Not how you were planned. Exactly.
No.
Right.
No.
Right. Well, you know, you went for it.
Hey, you know, I'm only human.
Live and learn. Exactly. The Women Tell All special airs Monday. Well, you say ooh, because a lot of people just at that point, they just get stuff off their chest, right? And they just kind of let
it
all out.
It's a little heated.
So you've already recorded it.
We did.
Yeah. And it gets heated, huh?
It does.
What can we look forward to?
Just some drama. But you'll have to tune in and find out.
Okay, you're still less sworn to secrecy.
You got to give us something.
Do you get to get a lot of stuff off your chest personally? Do you get to sort of...
Yes, I clear a lot up with the girls. I think the girls, you know, some of them, I looked at them, I'm like, what are you doing? You know, they're my friends. And I'm like, I was just like, excuse me.
Right.
But I think everybody really got what they wanted to out of it. And so I'm really happy with the way it went.
Who do you think Nick ultimately chooses?
You know, I really don't know. Actually, I do know, but I'm not going to tell you. but whoever he chose.
Well, let me ask you this then. Is who he chose who you thought he would choose if it wasn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody's happy.
Okay. That was sort of a reluctant, yeah, but all right, all right. What about Bachelor in Paradise? Would you consider doing it if they asked you? Have they asked you?
No, I have not been invited yet. And I don't know if I would do it. It's too early to tell.
Why would you not do it?
I don't know. I just feel like it's such like the mediocre next move. You know what I mean? It's like Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know. I just feel like I want to do something a little
You
different.
Don't want to be the next Nick Vile.
Yeah, I don't want to just be like a bachelorette for the rest of my life. I don't know. I mean, I love everybody and like I love the family and, you know, that, you know, it's a really good bond and everything. But I don't know about Paradise. I wasn't even asked yet, so I don't know.
Okay. We'll cross that bridge if it comes to it.
It seems like a free vacation.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you could have a good time, at least, at the very least, right?
Yeah, but I don't need anything for free.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. What has been, like, the most surreal sort of experience through this whole process?
Is
there somebody you met that you couldn't believe you met, or you've gotten to go to a certain place or attend a certain event that you couldn't believe that you ended up there?
Well, I did Good Morning America, which was really, really fun. And I just was like, what is happening right now? I'm on Good Morning America. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I must say, when I met you at the OK Magazine party, this lady came and grabbed me and she just like shoved me in front of you. I was like, oh, hi. Hello. I was a little shocked, but really cool.
No, thank
really
you very cool. much. Very nice. We met in like some sort of a trailer or something,
a
right?
Yeah,
a van or something. Yeah,
a van. Awkward.
You could shop in a van.
What?
It was, yeah. So random.
What are you
but
guys
it all worked out. It all worked. So what's up with this whole nanny thing? Like what's the real story behind that?
Okay, so Raquel is actually part of my family. She has moved from New Jersey to Florida to stay with us. She raised my sister. She, you know.
So she was your real nanny when you were
a kid
growing
up? She's been with us 18 years. My mom had cancer and we didn't think that she was going to make it. Thank God she did. But she stepped in and was like, I'll always be your mom if something were to ever happen.
Oh, so Raquel rocks.
Raquel is a godsend.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So she's part of the family now.
She is.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool. And I'm sure you've heard that Nick is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Do you like to dance? Would you ever consider it?
Would love to go on Dancing with the Stars. So I'm really jealous of him, and I hope he kills it. That's awesome.
Nice, nice. Good. So he's got your support. Mm-hmm. So what are you looking for in a guy? I mean, are you still looking? Are you kind of just waiting to see what the universe brings you? What kind of guy are you usually attracted to?
I just need someone that's going to support me. I have, I'm working really hard right now to kind of, do some stuff for, Corinne. I'm starting a clothing line. I just need someone to be there and be, supportive of me. Because I haven't always had that in my past relationship.
Right.
So it's really important to me.
All right. Well, let's be superficial. What kind of guy are you usually attracted to, though? Give me like a type.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
I can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong with that. All right. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay, Corinne? What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, my God, Baby by Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God, of course. Biggest pet peeve?
People snapping their gum.
Huh. Okay. Worst first date?
When a guy told me that he had a bug collection.
A bug collection.
Yeah.
Were they alive or dead?
Was he a
scientist?
I don't
know. I didn't stick around to find out.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. That is a trip. Who's your celebrity crush growing up?
Justin Bieber.
Time travel destination. If you can go back to like any era for like a week.
I think it would be the 60s.
Okay. Hang out at Woodstock or something?
Yes. I don't know. I like it.
Okay. Who plays you in your life story? Like what actress would you cast to play you?
Miley Cyrus.
Okay. You're Miley.
I love her.
I love Miley.
I love Miley.
She's great.
Mario
like
used to steal her craft service food.
That's right. I used to steal her. I knew her since when she was missing her front teeth.
Wow.
Yeah, way back. Yeah, she's come a long way. We just had her sister in here, right?
Yeah.
Noah. Noah Cyrus is very sweet.
Yeah, she's doing big things.
She has a new song out, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So you're living out here now, or are you living in Florida still?
I'm kind of all over the place. I'm going to get a place here soon. I'm coming back out next week to look for a place. And I'm always here, but still home base is Miami. So
right in Miami. Oh, so you're already in a cool area. Right
yeah. There.
Just
yeah.
A different kind of cool area.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Very cool. All right, well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And we hope you'll see you around. Meanwhile, the Women Tell All special airs Monday on ABC. You can follow her on Instagram at C Olympios. Thanks for stopping by, Corinne.
Thank you so much for having me.
Go. On with Mario Lopez.